The Old Hall. The seigneurial dwelling was totally rebuilt in the course of the 14th century in place of former 13th century buildings, which were demolished in the process. The building comprised two stories, the upper level being exclusively intended to the lords and their relatives. Both levels were divided into two separate areas, and a partition wall stood to the left of the central tower on the pilaster. This explains why two doors, one of which was recently walled up, lead to the same tower. The second story was covered with a ribbed vault, which seems to have been continued only in the 15th century. The lodging house was built leaning against the curtain walls of the northern front. We call curtain wall a crenellated wall built between two towers. It only connected with the three towers on ground level. A wing to the east formed an L, following which two palace chapels were constructed one after the other. The building work started in the late 14th century, wasn't finished when Louis II died in 1410, and never was. A sign of this lies in the absence of lime render on the 14th century walls, when we can spot some on the 13th century one. Face north, the towers are in front of you. Look at the remains of the lime render in the northwestern corner of the hall under a walled-up door that would lead to the upper level. Note the last foliage capital, 15th century, at the base of the arches of the now ruined vaulted ceiling, next to the chimney of the northern curtain wall. 7 metres above ground level, oak main beams were lodged into holes created between the stones. Note the impressive corbels, or brackets, as reinforcement. The small corbels underneath supported wooden load struts. The first story was covered with a pavement laid on a sand bed. This pavement was made of black and red terracotta floor tiles. The two pairs of chimneys have twinned pipes for the lower ground and the upstairs chimneys.